You know, at this point, we're going to find out that George Washington even has grandkids still kicking around nowadays. Maybe they're even crossing the Delaware. Who knows? America Weekend starts right now.
America Weekend.
Welcome to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. As always, very happy that you can be here for this hour of the show. Stay with us. Christina Staffo will be by momentarily. And yes, it will be another edition of Things Women Say That Annoy Men. But when Christina and I start getting into it about this subject, it quickly turns into things that men say that annoy women. Stay tuned. The battle will be joined shortly. And then Christina, yes, took a ride on a train. It didn't turn out so well. Well, actually, it turned out well, but it was very, very interesting, and I was there, and we'll have the story. And then original band names that thankfully changed that name to something else. And we're not talking about these obscure groups you never heard of. Yes, you've heard of them. They're major big-time acts, and their original names were downright ridiculous, and thankfully they did change them, and we'll have that story as well. We start things off this hour with something that popped up on the internet about, what, a week or 10 days ago? A lot of people talked about it, and at first it's like, this can't be true, but it turns out that it is. John Tyler, the 10th president of the United States, he still has grandsons living now, today, not just cryogenically, humanly. Two of them. And when you're thinking, wait a minute, that's ridiculous. All right, so John Tyler, he became president back in 1841. Do you remember how that happened? Do you remember William Henry Harrison, the 9th president? He's out there making his inaugural address in this awful, terrible storm. It's freezing, it's snowing, and they're like, you know, you better put a coat on. He's like, no, I'm too much of a man. I don't do that. I got to show strength. Well, he went out there, he got deathly sick, and he was dead from pneumonia a month later. So goodbye, William Henry Harrison, and hello, John Tyler. All right, so John Tyler, born in 1790, took office in 1841. Now, it turns out the Tyler men have quite a history of having kids very late in life. So the first thing I thought of was, wait a minute. He's like in his 70s when he has kids. And we're not talking about advanced medical times of women having children into their late 40s. You know, women were having kids at 19, 20, 25, 26. By the time you hit your 30s, that was pretty much it. So these Tyler men, they were players. President Tyler fathered Lyon Gardner Tyler. It was one of his 15 kids. Wow. He was born in 1853. So what, John Tyler was already 63 years old when he had this first kid. And then Lyon Gardner Tyler had Lyon Gardner Tyler Jr. in 1924 when he was, 47, 24, 71 years old. And then fathered Harrison Ruffin Tyler in 1928. These two gentlemen are still kicking around, all right? So you've got Lyon Gardner Tyler Jr., born in 1924, which means he'll be 92 this year, and Harrison Ruffin Tyler in 1928, which means he'll be 88 this year. Isn't it amazing? Turns out the People for Mental Floss placed a call to the Charles City County History Center in Virginia to check in on the Tylers. And yes, they are both there. They've done some interviews, and both men are still alive, and both men getting along, obviously, relatively well. Isn't that just amazing, though, when you think about it? Because when you first think, well, that can't be possible. This is before the Civil War. It's got to be great-great-great-grandkids or something like that. Well, no. So, John Tyler, and I am truly amazed by the fact that these guys are having these kids late in life, and it's not just him, it's his kids. So they have this thing for being able to attract these very young women. And I mean, you take a good look at John Tyler, drawings and stuff of him, nothing extra special. We don't have a picture on hand of his son, but I'm imagining that he was also average looking. But then again, he's out there getting the job done at 71. That is amazing, though. Our 10th president's grandkids are still with us. And if the two Tyler boys, and I'll call them boys. If the Tyler boys are listening on one of our affiliates there in Virginia, good for you. And good for those genes in the Tyler family. Stay with us. More to come. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenge.
America Weekend.
Where are they now? with Ahmad Rashad.
This point guard racked up over 8,000 points in his 13-year NBA career, but he may be best remembered as the shortest player to win the slam dunk contest.
A clear crowd favorite, Webb took everyone by surprise, including his teammate and defending champion Dominique Wilkins.
So where is Anthony Spud Webb now? Spud is currently the president of basketball operations for the Texas Legends, the D-League team for the Dallas Mavericks. During the 2011 NBA lockout, he and Dennis Rodman helped coach several women's topless basketball games sponsored by two rival gentlemen's clubs in New York City.
Hi, I'm Gianna, and my position is on top. I mean, forward.
Reach in foul on Spud Webb. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Disable the cable with MyTV. Call 888-759-MYTV. Get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. With packages as low as $19.99 for 4 rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now. 888-759-MYTV.
Think green.
Harrison with you. As vitamin supplements become more and more necessary while our food quality degrades, old-fashioned vitamin E has reemerged as an interesting new candidate. Between 2 to 5% of Americans have a liver disease which resembles that of drinking alcoholics, though these people are not drinkers. This condition is marked by fat in the liver and seems mostly to affect America's growing number of obese citizens. Cheap grocery store vitamin E is now showing to help many of those with non-alcoholic steatohepatitis, most common to people suffering from obesity. Ironically, the common drugs used to treat this condition actually cause weight gain, whereas vitamin E does not. The more we learn about health, the more it gets confirmed that a low-fat, lean, healthy body performs better in both the long and short term. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at GoHarrison.com.